beautiful afternoon, ain't it, Mary? Romantic setting.
I suppose some folk consider idling outside a tap room in a yard full of sweating horses romantic, yes?
I ain't idling. Another bit of cheese, my dear?
What are you after?
Nothing. Well, there was something I am. Oh, by the way, you'd have laughed. Mr. Pickwick fell through the ice. Oh, dear.
You told me.
Did I? Oh. Well, all it is, Mary, is you're a very nice girl, and for some time now I've been saying to myself...
Afternoon, Sam. How are you?
Afternoon, Sam. How are you? What? Why, bless my gaiters, Mr. Wardle. Yes.
Mr. Pickwick at home?
Oh, he ain't back yet, sir. But if you'd like to wait, it's number 11 on the first.
I'll find it. Oh. I can see you're busy, huh?
That's Mr. Wardle from Kent. Mr. Wardle's a farmer. He's got a fishing rod.
Well, this is all very interesting.
Don't go, Mary. Have a pickled onion.
Are you half-witted or what? I've got work to do.
But I've got something particular to address to you.
I'm listening.
It's just this. Mary, you... You...
You! With the pickled onion!
Pardon?
Do you happen to know if a Mrs. Winkle resides here?
I'm her maid, sir. Number 18 on the second. Mistress in, but master out at present.
Good. No, you needn't show me up.
All I want to know is, do you like ninepins?
Oh, God help us!
Sam, wonderful news. I kicked them downstairs, I did.
Did you, sir? I'm very pleased to hear it.
Dodson and Fogg, bumpy bump, yes. Oh. I'm not interrupting, am I?
Well, not a great deal to interrupt, sir.
You're a visitor, sir. Oh. Mr. Wardle from Dingley Dell.
Wardle? What a day. Oh, carry on, Sam. Oh, bumpity bump.
Hang it all. That's it. I'll finish up my pint and come right out with it. Mary, my love, will you do me the honour of becoming Mrs.
Sam!
Clear off! Mary, I don't know what to say.
Then I do. Yes, Sam. Yes.
Serenella. The Valentine.
Governor.
Oh, Senator, what have you done? What have you done?
My dear Wardle, your hand, sir, your hand. I have some news for you. Your daughter's friend, Arabella, is married to Winkle.
I know it. Best thing I've heard in years.
Indeed. And however, Winkle's father...
Disapproves?
Cut him out.
Scoundrel! Old men today no thought for their children. By the by, your friend Snodgrass, the one who thinks he's a poet, he's been writing to my daughter.
What? To Emily? The scoundrel.
Worse. They plan to run off.
Elope? My ward, I'll cut him out.
Young people today, no thought for their elders. And I'd marked her down for a corn chandler.